The Bike Black Ribbon Society presents the Black Ribbon Bike Hour, show number 666.
Take the red pill and go back to your so-called normal life.
Your light gray suit, take out a red Sharpie marker, and proceed to connect all of the bug bites into a beautiful map of undiscovered constellations. Next, find the finest shrubbery in the forest. Saw through a branch with a herring and fashion said branch into a ceremonial headdress. Resplendent in crow feathers and gnome hair. Now you must gather 43 baby head-sized rocks into a circle. Climb inside, release all hope for rescue, and prepare yourself for eternal damnation and the Black Ribbon Bike Hour.
It's my pleasure to introduce the host of the Black Ribbon Bike Hour, Crazy Terrain Rain Man, Crispy Chris DeZize.
Bring me your bent spokes, your flattened inner tubes, and your stripped out bolts. Hand me your broken handlebar, and drop your ball bearings into my grease. Your dirty chains shall be broken! Your bike will rise again. I will answer your burning questions. I will stay late on a Saturday afternoon, even though you showed up 15 minutes before we close. You will know my name when the winds cry Daisy. And to my right, our very special guest, Ernesto.
Si, senor.
Hi, Ernesto.
Hey, hello. How's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
Let's create the mayhem. Say hello and then introduce fucking Gomez.
I'm here in Chris Daisy's basement, and we're going to play some radio. So welcome to the show. Tonight's lineup features Neto, because Evan has rheumatism of the upper thorax. Please welcome Ernesto as Evan.
I am not Evan, I am Ernesto.
Yes, we're down to three, temporarily, maybe.
It's summer.
Friend Dave. Bro-in-law Dave has taken him and his shave northeastern and is now corrupting our nation's youth. Congratulations, sir.
Hoorah.
Yeah.
Dave. I barely even remember the guy.
All I remember, he smelled like a dirty Band-Aid.
Dirty Band-Aid. You got that going for you, sir.
Just kidding. I remember you, Dave.
Are we on to our super sponsor?
Yes.
All right. When Western civilization finally crumbles and all your money is reduced to mere scraps of paper in the wind, your surly bike will remain a righteous mode of transportation throughout the post-apocalyptic wasteland. Whether it's an all-day forage for potable water or a quick escape from marauding banditos,
your Surly will be your last and only friend. Get one now, before it's too late.
Learn more about bikes, derby, and the Liquorpocalypse at surlybikes.com.
You know, the Liquorpocalypse, that just...
Lick my lip-a-lips?
It'd be like exploding distilleries falling from the sky.
Finally, the whole craft beer thing explodes all at the same time.
Uh-huh. Or maybe like people
gone forever.
Acting like drunk asses, just like...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go to certain parts of town on a Saturday night and see that.
So, I was thinking on the way here, the Liquorpocalypse happens. Do you imagine yourself as badass liquor zombie killer or super drunk ass liquor zombie?
Well, is the purpose to get liquor after the Liquorpocalypse happens? Like, is there a limited supply and you're just, everybody goes crazy looking for it?
Hmm.
Is that what you're picturing? Or?
I'm saying zombie. If you have to.
I agree. Zombie. Liquor zombies.
I'm saying Chris is a zombie.
It's better to be the drunk zombie than the guy looking for the booze. Is what you're saying.
Exactly.
All right, I got you. No, that's probably
beer.
Legit.
I want beer. Brains? That's disgusting. I want beer. I think they would want like clean livers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unliquored livers. Mm-hmm. And the only way you could keep the zombies away is to stay drunk all the time. But if you drink too much and you pass out, then they eat your liver. Right. And then you're part of the drunk apocalypse.
So drunk zombies would pee in their pants all the time, too.
But it would just be dust, because they're zombies.
Oh. Well, the point is, a Surly bike is perfect for this situation. Check us out at surlybikes.com.
Hey, you know what's up next? Is the local scene, and it's with our very own Chris Daisy. Is he here?
Ruh-roh. Never heard of the guy. We'll be back after this.
You are tuned to the Black Ribbon Radio Hour.
Have you ever been to hell? Did you see any of your friends there? How are the trail conditions? This is the local scene.
It's the Black Ribbon Bike Hour on Fat Bike Radio. And now, for something completely different, we have Chris Daisy. And he is going to be our guy. You know, we've had a long series of interviews with cats that embrace the weird side of bicycling and our musicians. So we decided to turn the camera backwards, push that little button on your iPhone, and oh my god, it's a giant friggin' Gomez. Make it stop. We're going to do that, but with Chris Daisy. Right. And the probing questions begin with, what is your favorite color?
Well,
no, just kidding.
Actually, my favorite bicycle color tends to be orange.
L'orange.
Yeah, based on a bike that got stolen out of my garage when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah, so there's something for
maybe
you.
Maybe that's why I like black bikes so much.
Yeah.
Because my first bike was a black bike.
That was stolen or just
no.
Your first bike?
No, it was my first bike that ended up...
See, my mental scars run deeper.
And they're orange.
Yours is one out of, you know, you have a yearning or a loss.
Yeah.
Whereas mine is more a celebration of machine gun orgasm.
Well, it was a Skyway.
Joy and awesomeness.
It was like a 1984 Skyway Street Beat. Orange with white mags and all whited up with cabling and cool stuff. And
my Mountain Dew Black Label just spewed all
my
over.
My dog's licking your keyboard. Be careful.
And your dog's drinking Mountain Dew.
That's going to end well.
Crap, dude. And your dog friggin' scrolled my teleprompter. What shall I say? No, I can't. Oh, so the first question for Chris here is you're in the desert and
you wanna hallucinate really, really hard, do you just go straight dehydration? Do you put the peyote button up your butt, or do you do you eat some shrooms?
Well, I guess we'll find out at Saddle Drive, won't we? No. At this point, you know, mind expansion means worrying about too many bills, so tend not to put peyote buttons up my butt.
Did you ever try paranoiac breathing and some of that hot room low yoga?
No way. I don't do sweat lodge stuff, man. That's scary.
I know. Somehow you'll end up with
a
boner.
Die in a teepee, man. Yeah. I'm not going to have it. Stay in a hotel room.
Here's a surprise question. Did you teach your dog to kiss like that?
Well, maybe.
Did you train it with peanut butter?
Again, maybe.
Sprocket. Shazam. All right. Now, back to the list of probing questions.
Mm, yes.
Top three musical influences.
That would be my dad and his dad and his dad, and I don't even know how far it goes back, but I have pictures of a lot of them. But all musicians. Just Daisies were kind of the wrong side of the tracks, you know. Guys who could play saws and drums and...
Goats.
Goats. You name it. Well, we did have a house in Indiana. I mean, not me personally, but my ancestors.
Wait, Indiana too?
Yeah. Whoa. That's the way they came up from Delaware up through Indiana. This side of the family has been in this country since like the, 1600s, I think we trace it back.
That's weird, dude. Yeah. We have super parallels.
Really?
Yeah, mine too. But North Carolina through Indiana, yeah.
And then like even my great, great-great-grandfather actually. Moved from Warsaw, Indiana to Chicago to Kenosha.
Oh, wow.
Which I did the same move, Chicago to Kenosha, not realizing, you know, 100
right.
years later. But spooky stuff, huh? Weird.
Yeah.
Anyhow. But, I mean, if you're talking about, like, bands, my big three are Iggy Pop, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. I was a metal kid. Went to high school in, like, 1987 through 91, so mm-hmm. it was just, like... back patches and metal videos.
Mullet.
No, my hair was all the way long.
Oh, so
yes,
no mullet.
My brother
no
had mullet. The mullet. I have to throw him under the bus. Tim, if you're listening.
All right. Then tell me the last bike that you straddled, that you rode.
My straggler. My evil-looking straggler.
It's a black bike.
Yeah, with red anodized little bits I put all over it just to make it look more evil.
That's pretty evil.
Yeah, nothing's more evil than red anodizing.
That's
And the bike out of your quiver of bikes that you ride the most. Man. Don't tell me that you like to spread it around.
No, I know.
One bike has to get more than the others.
God.
You're like your favorite.
They all get none currently. That's the sad part. I mean, I've had such a weird riding year with so much interference from
rain.
Life
Holy
and rain
shit.
and outside forces and planetary alignments.
But you shouldn't say none because actually this year you and I have ridden bikes together.
Well, yeah. So, I don't mean none in a none way, but I mean none is in like relatively
none.
You
mean none. Like nuns like... the sisters
yes.
of the
holy bike riders.
Like penguins, like nuns, like clowns and nuns.
I only go on nun rides.
Dude, we just went for the last show. You and I did a little muddy ride out there at Beulah. And it was pretty awesome.
It's stayed muddy pretty much ever since, it
oh,
seems
man,
like.
They're just
half
rains.
Of it was underwater a week ago. It was nuts.
Let's put it this way. If the mob was after you, what bike would you ride right now? One bike that you could only take right now.
Carbon Bear Grease.
Okay.
Yeah.
That orange that one bike. With the life fork.
It's orange. Mm-hmm. It's light. It's awesome.
It's evil too, I guess.
Well, no, that's more of my good bike. It's like...
for your evil deeds, though.
Yes.
It's my good bike for my evil deeds.
All right, and as you might have mentioned...
Mm-hmm.
Two of us are going to Saddle Drive.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
And Ernesto, you don't get to come. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm just the step kid.
But it's gonna be cool. Yeah. It's up there in the mountains.
Truckee, California. Nice place to ride your bike, boy. Mm-hmm. That resort is really sweet. But what's kind of funny is I went there for the first time last year, and it's awesome because you get to test out Surly's and Salsa's. But Surly nor Salsa really make a 10-inch suspension downhill bike. And that's what, like, pretty much everybody else that's out there that rented a cabin for the weekend is buzzing around on and saying, like, yeah, cool. Hey, let's take this 100-millimeter travel bike up the side of this mountain and then try not to die. And I'm following, you know, a couple of, well, Nate W. and some other guys that are a little bit above my level. And, yeah, just a couple of sections I will admit I had to walk, man. It was like Black Diamond stuff. It was crazy. Walking, it was scary. This year I'm going to maybe stick to some blue action and we'll see what happens.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I might poop a little.
Man, there are some poopable stuff out there, that's for sure.
So what are you looking forward to? I know we probably can't talk about what's going to be there because this is going to be the new stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's some stuff I don't know when the embargo ends on some of that information, so I can't.
I do. I do. And you can't talk about it.
Okay. We won't talk too much, but there's cool bikes coming out. There's cool stuff for sure. I can probably say that there's definitely a growth in the plus hardtail side of things. I mean, and I know it's no surprise it's been growing across the industry.
Kind of plays into our last segment, the safety meeting segment, when we're going to talk about, we're going to have another hypothetical situation. We're going to talk about, like, what you would build for a trail bike for here.
Right.
Because the options now, as a consumer, you have so many options. It's pretty confusing as to what would work. And I don't even know exactly what I want my mountain bike to be. Yeah. But we're going to talk about it later in the show.
Okay.
But right now, cats and kitties,
meow.
We're going to ask all of you to move your core chakra to the mad beats of Smooth Evil, which is Chris's band, and Barry, and what's your drummer's name again?
Mark Rothundi. This is a classic band that lives in my music den. Doesn't ever play out every time.
But totally rocks.
Simply because we're too busy. We're just busy gentlemen.
And this is a song called Big Black Stain.
Big Black Stain.
Tearing kiss after you cry. I think you're just a shooting. I think you're just a shooting star.
Chris's song Big Black Stain. And our next segment is the Word on the Street, and tonight we have the recently crowned single speed USA champion, Bike Black Ribbon test pilot, and Plutucky Bike Black Ribbon chapter president, the Spinner Ryerson.
Paca! Paca, paca!
Ah, hola! It's Taco Tuesday. I'm talking in Spanish.
So what's up, dude? Welcome to Gee-Wee's Playhouse.
Woohoo, yeah.
So
what
did you have, the chorizo? Did you have the flaked beef? Did you have any gnome tacos?
I always go straight for the guacamole, that's my number one.
Oh.
And then it was bang bang chicken tacos.
All right.
With soft flour tortillas.
So you're
they
scared.
Get corn tortillas. I don't even know why there are corn tortillas. Does anybody like corn tortillas?
I like corn tortillas.
I love the corn tortillas.
Oh, yeah, I hate to tell you, but the flour tortillas are for like the gringos.
Yeah.
It's fitting. No wonder I love them.
You eat flour tortillas in a Mexican restaurant, and in the kitchen they'll call you a pinche puto.
Like that. So are you living the high life this evening? What kind of libation are you drinking?
It was half price margaritas, lime and strawberry. Strawberry is a little bit too sweet, back to the lime.
So just your stock standard super duper hangover margarita set up there. Wow!
That's exactly. I'm already a little sick, yes. Oh, me and Julio.
Nice, man. So, Single Speed USA was out there in Bellingham. How was that? Was there a drive-up coffee thing on the race course?
Well, we did the first night in Seattle, and there was a lot of coffee there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bellingham is all uphill. There's no downhills whatsoever.
Oh.
Climb the entire time. My Midwest gear ratio was not the best choice.
So did you wear sandals the whole time?
I did not.
So
I should have worn a fucking hiking boot as much as I was pushing my fucking bike.
That's what I was getting at. That was the probing part of that question. That was super subtle. But my next question also has to do with sandals. It's are Birkenstocks made by Vikings?
Birkenstock. Is that German?
That's a type of sandal.
More of a Hessian footwear.
Yeah.
Choice.
German?
Yeah.
There's a Birkenbeiner. Is that part of the Birkenstocks?
Oh, see, maybe that's where my confusion. That's where I got off course.
Ah, I think they're German. I'm not sure. Well, they're made by hippies. Either way.
All right. So now I'm going to get serious again. So have you talked to Chewy lately?
Yeah. I just ran over his mailbox the other day when I was backing out of the trailer.
So I'm sure.
Trim his fucking pine trees. So Chewy, if you're listening, trim your fucking pine trees.
Yeah, Chewy. So Chewy texts me and he's like, "Oh, it's a good thing. Good thing that I didn't listen to the show with Thad Carlson before Single Speed USA. Those fucking 8 Lumens guys." So this is all like I'm just picking the scab of the Single Speed USA up there in Cabava. But so did you meet Thad Carlson when you were out there in Bellingham?
Yeah, I met Thad. I didn't see Corbin out there. I thought Corbin was coming. I heard he was, but I didn't see him.
Thad without Corbin is like a day without sunshine or something.
Thad light.
You know, the thing that when I met Thad at the North American Handbuilt Bicycle McThinger there down in Louisville, I never knew he was that tall.
Oh yeah, tall dude.
He's a regulation size human being.
Yeah, he's like 3/4 of a sob, I would say. 3/4 sob.
You want to hear something weird? You brought up sob. Is I was looking for patches, and I saw this really cool Tour of Japan Surly patch on eBay, right? So it has a buy me now price of like $12. I'm like, yeah, it's mine. So it ends up being the old brand manager, Peter Redden, that sold it to me. So he wrote me a little note on the patch on the outside. There you go, my sales are going. Isn't that a small world thing?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, Gomez.
Life centers around patches for your jacket.
Did it smell like saliva?
I didn't smell it yet, but I will. So,
I got another sob joke I just came up with today, if you want to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Somebody posted on Facebook their best part, or their favorite part of the Nordic Fest was the parade, and it had a picture of the fire department walking by, and there's right in front of there's a picture of Saab wearing stuff. I'm like, oh, your favorite part of the parade is the clowns and stilts?
Oh.
But no, that's just how tall Saab is. I didn't get a chance to Facebook blast it, but I did it on radio.
There you go. In your face, Saab.
There you go.
Hey. This is probably a good time to mention, thanks to Surly Vice for sponsoring Fatback Radio. So, once again, let me just tear the...
I think next week we may get an official response, me and you and Surly, about how they feel.
Yeah, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up when we're both out there. We'll be
both
like,
my
Tennessee
championships are thankful to my Surly Krampus.
There you go.
There you go.
See? We'll put that one for you.
We're gonna get to your championship there, Mr. Bossy Pants. But first, I have the one last piece of this scab, which I'm sure when we yank this one off, we're gonna get some blood. Is what's your eyewitness testimony about how Wisconsin won the single speed USA up in Cahaba? Everybody's supposed to say that.
Cahaba.
Well, I don't know if you're up there, but I was a competitor in the hosting on the team for Oregon, and we were in that hosting where there was two docks, and you had to shoot a beer can with a BB gun, mm-hmm. and then swim over to that dock and chug a beer and swim back, mm-hmm. and then somebody had a bag of wine, and... After that competition, I passed out on the beach in my underwear and I actually missed the actual hosting competition. So I remember when I was partying, I looked around and there was, you know, hundreds of people cheering and drinking and whatever. And then I woke up later in the dark in my underwear on the beach with Vivian next to me, just my dog sitting there in a bunch of empty beer cans. I didn't know where my clothes were.
That should be in Olympic
sport. Somehow
I
made it back to my camper.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
was a sport, I'd be okay.
Is your 2017 single speed USA Grand Champion, the men's division. So now that you're the fucking single speed USA champ, do we need to call you my
again?
Lord, like in Game of Thrones? Hey, hello, yeah, my
it was
lord.
Really cool when they. When they did the hosting, they had a great band. They had an amazing band. These guys are all like metalheads with long hair and stuff like that. And he was DJing in this band shell, and the actual derby at the end took place right in front of the band shell with the big circle. And he was playing the music from Conan the Barbarian,
oh.
And it's fucking great with the drums and the horns. And obviously, I had the helmet on, so I had to win. But yeah, it was a good time.
Oh yeah,
it up right up there.
I flashed back to the show 100 thing with the bands and the derbying in front.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that had to be good. I think I just had a flashback, or a flash.
Yeah.
Forward.
No cops this time.
We could have
another. There's
ride.
A lot of cops at that 100 show.
I remember. I did not.
Hey man, I think Dave Lunds handled them beautifully. If I recall correctly, it's all good.
Yeah, man. Well, congratulations on this. So this you're champion more than once. Did I miss the first time?
Yeah,
multi-champ.
First time was in Minnesota.
Oh,
it came down to that was the one. That's where all that potential bad blood with Dave Lumen started, because it came down to me and Corbin Brady.
Oh,
that's where.
So the feuding goes back to Minneapolis, and they were just like, Kansas State,
Winona.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I remember that one. That mm-hmm. that was a whole, like super hard course that they tried to they were trying to make Jesse Lalonde walk. I don't think they made him walk.
I don't know if he did.
The whole thing.
I bet he did, yeah. And he won Wisconsin. He won the belt in Wisconsin, but he did not win the belt in Minnesota.
Right on. So you and yeah. Jesse Lalonde are both alums. You get a championship
belt, like a wrestler's or a boxer's belt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the only other two-time champ is DJ Birch.
Oh.
So, is the belt... Dirty wasn't there.
Yeah.
Dirty was just north of us up in D.C. flying helicopters and some shit and riding bikes, but he had to send the belt in.
Huh? Wild. Did he drop it out of the helicopter?
This year. He showed up. What the hell? He was right there. He was literally like an hour north of us.
All right. Well, are you going to stay with us for the beer section? Because Chris actually needs help with the beer section.
Yeah, am I the only one drinking a beer?
You're the only one drinking a beer.
I'm so lonely.
I know. So stand by. We're going to step away for a commercial for Black Label Cherry Flavored Date Lube, and we'll be right back.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all been approved. There's gnomes over there. There's gnomes over there. And watch out, those goddamn Smurfs will bite, I'll tell you. So you want to know about the BBR? About Gomez? Well, Gomez isn't crazy. The man is clear in his mind, but his soul is mad. I mean, he didn't found this cult for money or power. Hero Dirt Man, he flows like water. No maybes, no supposes, no fractions. You can't send jumps with fractions. What are you gonna land on? 1/4? 3/8? He just wants to ride his bike. That's dielectric physics, man. And what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? 'Cause he dies. When it dies, man, when it dies, he dies. What are they going to say about him? Are they going to say he was a kind man? He was a wise man? He had plans? He had wisdom? Bullshit, man. Am I going to be the one that's going to set them straight? Look at me. Wrong. It's you. It's the Black Ribbon Bike Hour.
No one told me not to lick her cabinets.
Okay. We're back from break, and this is the Black Ribbon Liquor Cabinet.
Hey, welcome to this week's version of the Black Ribbon Liquor Cabinet. Today, the officer of the deck is our resident flower child, Mr. Chris Daisy.
Hello. What I'm drinking is only available in the beautiful state of Wisco Disco. It's a New Glarus Moon Man. It's a pale ale. They call it the No Coast Pale Ale. It's one of my favorites out of their whole genre. This and another one called Road Slush that's dark that they come out with kind of in wintertime, obviously. But Moon Man is a nice summertime tasting, not so heavy feeling pale ale.
Comes in cans.
Comes in Check cans. I'm drinking it literally out of a can right now. Just, you know, summertime style. Not bad. Kind of weird that they only sell it in Wisconsin, though, I gotta say. That's unfair.
That is very unfair. And unfair that you're not wearing a wife beater to make it a true summer brew.
Oh, man. I thought this was theater of the mind.
So
I can just take off my shirt completely.
Oh, yeah.
Spinner, what are your thoughts on New Glarus Brewing?
Fine. I mean, yeah, I like it. It's close.
I totally
ride down there and drink beer.
I totally thought you would say, what those fuckers from Illinois drink.
Always want what you can't have.
They definitely, yeah. They're totally naked and there's two women. I like the naming convention, but yeah.
All right.
Well, that was our exciting beer segment since it's me sitting here drinking a beer.
I know. What happened?
Well, our resident alcohol expert, we'll put it kindly, he shimmied off into a new life, so.
I know. Well, we're going to re-energize it. Okay. No matter what it takes.
Does that mean you're going to start drinking again?
No, but I'll get a stunt double.
All right.
Yeah.
We get Barry in here, and he could drink for me.
We could have a new character called Gary's Liver. I can make a funny voice.
Well, by the way, our new opening opus that
Oh, yeah.
Chris put together, along with our singing, rapping gnome that we actually want you to put in the comments what you think we should name the rapping gnome.
The rapping gnome, yeah.
Ooh.
There we go. I like a name contest.
Like Festus the rapping gnome, or...
Keep in mind that he's kind of a prick in general. Right? Make that part of your criteria. He's an angry gnome.
Yeah, everybody just typed in Gomez. Well, the name you picked was Gary.
Well, you know, why not?
But
well,
that was before he was the rapping gnome.
Right.
He was just the asshole.
So we'll give him a new name. That works.
So, Spinner, are you familiar with the Tour de Pharmacy there on the HBO?
I have not been watching that, no.
It's just...
I did get accused of... Was somebody crashed somebody?
No.
Sagan? Somebody the other day.
That's the real tour, but we're talking this satirical comedy that HBO put out. It's like a one-hour movie. It is... pretty damn funny,
man.
Dude.
They didn't hold back on that thing at all.
Oh, I think you would enjoy this film a great deal. You should pay per view this on your phone in the bar right now.
Yeah, Nokia phone.
It reminded me of watching like a Porky's movie as a kid. You know what I mean? It was like that level of just crazy shit going on.
Yeah,
it was really.
Just because I have cheetah blood in my refrigerator doesn't mean I'm a cheetah.
Is he saying cheater or cheetah?
Yeah. So, yeah. Who's it? It's John Cena.
The wrestler. Yeah. Oh, God. He stole his show. He was great in it. Really funny.
Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. And Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong with like the same shtick. They keep on putting brighter and brighter and brighter lights on him. And then he has a white mink coat on. And then a white cowboy hat.
These parts aren't even the funniest, though. I mean, just the crazy crap they were doing. Like the see-through Lycra skin suit was pretty awesome.
Danny Glover's in it. So
it's worth checking out if you got on demand or pay per vizzle or Hula Hoops or whatever the hell .com you watch your stuff on.
Andy Samberg's in it.
Adam Samberg. Yeah.
Okay.
Who later they do interviews. They show them racing. So Adam Samberg when he's young is Jeff Goldblum when he's old.
Yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum kind of dressed like Euro hip hop, but he's supposed to be from Africa.
Oh, that was that's right. He raced for Africa, and they all hated him. All them, the two guys that they shot, they went to the African cafe. Where he's like, "Hey, are you talking about so and so? Fuck him!" All right, too many spoilers. Sorry, I just ruined the whole damn thing for you.
Ernesto, did you see that Gnome Fest announced that this year they're going Smurf-free? What do you think about that?
I think I may have to bring a Smurf.
You're bringing a Smurf? You're gonna check their security system, their anti-Smurf protocols,
Maybe if I dress up as Gargamel.
Oh, maybe Gargamel is running Gnome Fest.
Yes. And his cat, Asriel?
I don't know.
That's pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't help you there.
I think the cat's name
So Smurf-free, do you think that there'll be more events going Smurf-free, or do you think...
I don't know, to be honest with you.
What are we, kind of talking about?
Smurfs?
Gnome Fest?
No, I know, but I mean, what's Smurf stand for? The actual Smurf?
They are three apples tall.
Well, I mean, it'd be scary as hell if they actually existed and we had to do something about it, but, at this point, I mean, this weird party that I'm going to take my wife to for our anniversary and there's...
Wow.
Is there usually Smurfs there?
Chris.
Well, there's been things. Let's be
okay.
There's cool. been things.
Well, then I'm looking forward to it more.
One of the most memorable ones was a cone, a traffic cone.
Oh, the legend of the cone.
The cone it's pretended really... to be a suppository.
Oh, it was the wrong...
you're not selling me.
Well, You have to come in with an open mind.
Norm's been posting pictures of his bike with a cone.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it all mean?
You have to find out for yourself.
Cone man.
When you come back from Gnome Fest,
okay,
you will be a different man.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, just don't go into the woods alone.
So, Froom.
Yes.
Wins. Again.
Snooze.
You think he... human growth hormone.
Dopaholic.
That or he harnessed some evil dark forces, like on your sweet illustration for our this show, which... By the way, I'd like to just put a disclaimer. We don't really actually worship Satan.
What is this we stuff?
Okay, I personally. Well.
Wow.
You know, just.
Well, we did, I shamed, saying. I like. Did I shame you into this earlier? I said, come on, Chris. You know.
Well, you were suggesting we do some really weird things. Wanted to maybe take one or two steps back. The situation.
Like, what kind of weird things?
I'm not going to go into that on the radio, Ernesto. Yeah. We've only met twice.
You think?
Ooh. Are you guys Facebook friends?
Yeah, not anymore.
What did I say? I, you know, about
nothing. I like the imagery just as much as the next guy. It's all good. Show number 666. Let's celebrate with a Moon Man. Oh, wait. I'm the only one drinking Moon Man. You guys are drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, where'd my Mountain Dew
It's right
go?
There.
Made deep in the Florida Everglades at the Mountain Dew factory.
I was so lost.
Rat-free since Thursday.
I was saying that the rats in the Mountain Dew factory have to be huge.
Yeah.
And wired.
3 pounders.
Running fast as shit.
Yeah, with their boxer shorts.
Rats and boxers drinking dew.
Yep. 8 nipples apiece.
God bless America.
I was only like 20% of that Mountain Dew going up my nose. It's like when you go to the carnival and you hit the thing that shoots the thing up with, and hits the bell.
Yeah.
And then they went like, beep.
Good. Good. Because I was in the trajectory.
It's true. But that used to be... My whole goal was to get J.K. Liven to shoot beer out through his nose.
Yeah.
And it happened more than once. There was liquor involved.
Oh, I'm bet.
And that ends obvious segment. Are you still with us, Spinner? You can go away if you want, or you can stay. Are you there? Hello?
I'm here. I'm just drinking and listening.
All right.
Well, I hope you're wearing your Viking helmet right now.
My Viking helmet, yeah. In my house.
With just a towel.
That's what I do. I wear it when I shower. Yeah.
Let's see if we can get some music going for Bike Fetish, huh? Fetish for you. What am I gonna do, baby, with my deep bike fetish? I'm into all kinds of weird bicycle-related activities. And here's one of them.
Well, today we're gonna talk about choices. Like, imagine this. You are robbed of all of your bikes, but you're out on your fat bike at the time.
Okay.
So... Your fat bike is covered, but you want a mountain bike and you really like fat bikes. Mm-hmm. What bike do you go for? Do you go for a 27.5, 27.5 plus, 29, 29 plus?
23 and a third. The newest thing.
I go for a Tonka truck.
So, I put it to you, oh purveyor of bikes.
Okay.
I want a trail bike. But I like the added stability and traction that fat bikes give me.
Right. Which is like the whole reason they invented plus bikes, pretty much. As I think we covered a little bit in the last show, I set up my Bear Grease for the summer with 3-inch tires. 27.5 plus wheels. It's awesome. You know, totally converted that bike. It's almost like if you have a bike that you already really like and don't want to have to drop a whole bunch of cash on another one, that's a good choice. Convert over. But you probably want something with a suspension fork. So I don't think you're rocking like a shock fork on any of your fat bikes, right?
Right, right.
So
and
that constitutes 80, enough reason to convince, you know, the million. Wife that you need a new bike, right? Yeah. So if we're in that category, then plus suspension bikes are pretty sweet. I've been riding a Hightower this past year.
Yeah.
That thing's pretty damn awesome. You're just like, it's almost like riding a trampoline made of Velcro, if that makes any sense.
I think I just pulled a muscle just thinking about it.
But no, in a good way, not a terrible way. I mean, you kind of just bounce in the corners beautifully, like, you know, just sticky and awesome and confidently, and whip out of them with all kinds of bouncy momentum, you know, provided you have your rebound settings correct. And
all right, so here's the scenario, though.
Yeah.
Your muckluck is gone. Your extra set of wheels is gone. And you need to get a bike to take you from August 1st to the first snow. What do you buy?
Well, see, this also comes down to where you live. I mean, if we're only going to talk regionally, Wisconsin, Midwest, yep. Or...
I'm talking about the Great Lakes.
Great Lakes.
Yep.
Well, studded tires, because who knows what the hell's going to happen at any given moment with the weather here. I don't know. No, from August to
the first snow.
Till the snow flies.
Yeah. Mountain bike season.
Yeah. I mean, you can really ride anything. You know, what really makes the best ride and the fastest ride is whatever makes the rider the most comfortable.
We're not talking about the rider. We're talking about Crazy Chris Daisy.
Oh, what I would personally
want? Yeah, what would you buy?
Well, that's kind of a dilemma I'm having right now, because I have a guy who really wants to buy my Hightower.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, man, let me know this week.
Your Hightower has been stolen, dude.
Well, it's going to be sold in this current, luckily, you know, scenario. Otherwise, I'm screwed. But, so I actually had to kind of think about if I would need what bike to replace it with, and, it's kind of tough, man. I'm sort of at the top of the crazy suspension, three-inch tire mountain, you know, with this bike already. Where do I go from here? And, I mean, it's overkill of a bike for around here, unless you're going to go up to Little Swiss and try to jump over a road and land on a wood whale tail, but... I'm a little too old for that now.
I'm just beginning to understand what a slippery eel you are. You just will not answer the question.
Because I don't know. I don't know.
All right, no, there's an answer.
You know?
I don't know.
There is a lot of choice. Because
I think I'm in the, I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I think I know what I want to try.
Okay. Well, what have you tried so far? What are you getting into?
My mountain bike, other than the test bikes, the test fat bike that I've been riding, that Corvus.
Right.
Is a Krampus.
Okay.
Rigid fork.
Yeah.
29 plus. So I have 3-inch tires on there. And I just feel like it's a little too tall for me.
Yeah.
That wheel height seems to be, the front end flops a little bit.
Yep.
Your
high center of gravity. And... yeah, I would say...
which I do not get on that Corvus.
Right.
You know, I can ride that with Husker Du front and back, and that bike handles really well, except for it's a little bit of a long wheelbase. So I'm looking for maybe something that's a little more tucked, the rear end a little shorter, but a light set of narrow... so like a... B plus set of wheels on a bike like that, or a 50mm wide 26-inch setup with a really narrow fat bike tire.
Do you want to keep it rigid in the back, or you want to go full suspension?
I want rigid.
Okay, if you want rigid, man, a lot of the new trail bikes, like we just got a Santa Cruz oh, what is the model name? Now I'm blanking. The 27.5 plus, brain fart. It's olive and purple.
So is it, and it's a hardtail.
Yes.
With 120 millimeter fork.
Yeah,
probably.
So, you know, they're Bronson? Coming now. What is it?
The Bronson?
No, Bronson's a full suspension. This is not the...
Highball?
No, it's not the highball.
Tallboy?
No, Tallboy's a full suspension. We'll come back to the name because I'll probably remember it when I'm not thinking about it. But
you'll
anyway.
Blurt it out.
Right. But, you know, these bikes are kind of coming naturally, shorter stem, kind of low and long, you know, sort of like their full suspension brethren, but in a hardtail version. Trek just came out with a new bike called the Roscoe, we just got in. That's a 27.5 plus hardtail. Real cool. They got a cool women's one that we just got into.
Oh, that'd be good for me.
The women's one.
I think I would totally rock a pink bike now.
And I'm hoping to start seeing some stock carbon offerings. That's what you don't see a lot of yet, is things coming around in a carbon plus setup.
You know how I love the Hank? I love the paperboy bike, the clunker look. I saw Brent from one of the owners of Twin Six. He built a clunker in titanium, and that made me think, an oddity. Ooh. Or a moon
okay.
man.
No, I got
rigid titanium cool. paperboy bike.
Salsa's got a titanium timberjack. That could be nice. Their timberjack's really cool. That's a good riding bike.
See, now we're on to something.
Tie timberjacks and tie handlebars and just make it like 1980s throwback, ridiculous, cool.
Like I like that. The sound of that. I like flavorful. The rock. I would totally rock a Roscoe too.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
And anything? Do you have? So you have actually had a series of bikes stolen from you.
Oh, chameleon. I think it's the chameleon. Is it
yeah.
the chameleon?
Yes. Oh yeah. Yes. Santa Cruz chameleon.
Yeah. All right.
That makes sense.
I had my Pugsley got stolen March of 2016. Our condo was broken into and they stole it right where we keep all the bikes. They just happened to take mine because it was the first one that they could grab.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't take two fat bikes out the door at the same time. So it was a opportunistic theft. Then this past April, I got mugged in Chicago and got my Surly steamroller snatched out of my hands.
Between my stabbing and your robberies, we're not giving that place a good name,
right?
Are we?
So,
oh, no.
But so it's made me more aware of my surroundings. It's
yeah.
made me more intelligent, per se.
Yeah.
You know?
Lock your
car. So seriously, and... you have to lock your bike, and when you unlock it, make sure that you look around, because that's what happened to me. After I unlocked my bike,
right,
one guy came up to me, mumbled something at me, pushed me down. Oh. Another guy ran to my bike and took it from me and ran the opposite way. And the guy who pushed me ran in another direction.
Oh.
In a crowded street.
Right.
So, yeah, got to be careful out there. But right now, a project that I'm working on is an old Craigslist Schwinn Murata for I'm building it for a commuter bike.
Okay.
It's gonna
put flamethrowers on it.
Oh yeah, front and rear and the sides.
I would put baskets on it.
I'm actually gonna put
baskets.
It's the frame is beat up. It's a 1-inch threaded fork. It's a 1987 model. I bought the frame off of a junkyard, I'm gonna leave it all scratched up the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make it single speed. 44 in the front, 18 in the back, probably beat up fenders.
You can start something called the Chicago Bike Company, where they're all just like horribly just, ugly single speed.
But they're awesome. They're awesome builds.
Like, yeah.
Awesome builds, with, like, awesome parts, the... but they just look like crap.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Completely so. Incognito.
Sounds like a great way to lose money.
You don't lose money in the bike industry.
Yeah, model names after crimes. Like, what's his model name? Oh, it's the I got shot in the stomach. Oh, great. That's great. What about this one? Oh, I got hit by a car. That's the name of the
bike, yeah. Chicago Bikes GSW.
Yeah.
Gunshot wound.
Yeah. So, what's this one called? This
what little, a couple this of kids bike. Cynical bastards. All of us are like kind of, yeah.
Anyway.
Painted white. Completely.
But what you were saying about 27 plus, I actually have a Diamondback Hondro.
Okay.
It's a 27.5 cyclocross bike that actually it's meant for 700C wheels, but it came with the 27.5.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. It's a good. That's it's cool. It's full carbon. It's awesome parts.
Oh, nice.
I have a Pugsley.
Probably those same two guys. Did this, jacked it off of somebody else and then sold it on eBay to you. Oh,
interestingly enough, about my Surly that got stolen, two Sundays ago, I decided to go on a very early bike ride on a Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
On the way back, I rode 30 miles that day. On the way back, I got passed by a guy on a black Surly steamroller. And I looked over. The guy passed me on the left on the lakefront bike path near downtown. He passed me on the left, and I'm like, oh my gosh, is that what I think it is? And I caught up to the guy, and I went on his left side to take a look at the stickers, and I look at the other side of the stickers. It was the same frame.
Oh.
Same fork, same frame, different parts altogether, though.
So you didn't do like a diving takedown?
No, because I have a feeling that guy bought the frame
right.
from whoever stole it from me. But, you know, I'm not going to race a ruckus. I mean,
right. And try and bust an international gang of chop shops and bicycle reconfigurers.
More importantly, in the city of Chicago, are the flying humanoid sightings that we've been made aware of. Maybe you've seen these in your Facebook posts, right? What the hell's going on? Yes. I haven't even I figured it's clickbait, and I'm not going to even look at it and waste my time.
You know,
but what the shit, man?
Since I live downtown, I saw one of the articles was from the Planetarium, which is about a mile and a half from my house. I'm like, should I venture at night and just look at these giant turds flying around?
I have a feeling they're just giving out parking tickets.
I have a feeling they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Chicago.
And they drink their beer out of a can in a bag, and they just drop it off when they're flying high in the sky.
Yeah. Maybe they're angels.
Perhaps. I doubt it.
Well, can you conjure up, play me a dirge for the Black Ribbon Safety Meeting? Ladies and gentlemen, this segment of the show is brought to you by Zion Cyclery. They've been around since
the dawn of time. We've been selling ancient Schwinn's since bicycles existed. Hell, the Schwinn's started in my shop.
It's not true, by
the way. We will take care of you.
Zion Cyclery.
We love you.
They sell felt bikes. They sell Salsa, Surly. Trek.
Yes.
Borealis.
Oh, Borealis.
Sure, 907 on occasion.
Hey, you know what? I talked to the Stever today.
Yeah.
Steve Kazmarek, the owner of Borealis Bikes. There's big news coming out of them. They Steve, he knows he makes connections at high levels. That's all we can say right now, but
you'll
see something coming down from Borealis. Yeah, who else? Do we miss any other fat bikes that you sell?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. We probably did. This is what happens when we push the show recording later and later into the evening.
Did you already mention Surly?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do Surly for sure. Surly's great. Salsa. The Borealis we sold a ton of for sure. Those are great. I personally ride a Salsa. We love all our brands. Stuff.
I was talking to my friend Adam Blake. He came and visited a few weeks ago, and he works for a shop that is a Salsa Adventure Center.
Ooh.
So they sell, like, you know, tents and
mm-hmm.
live tigers.
Blowguns. Laser guided chipmunks.
We're just kidding about the live tigers.
But their selection of laser guided chipmunks is amazing.
I mean, come on. So,
Boogie on down, visit ZionCycler.com. We'll ship anywhere in the United States except for Alaska and Hawaii. And it's free if it's over $20.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dang. If we just didn't.
But we'd rather, you know, you come in so we can get a good look at you and give you a hug and a free cup of coffee or something.
But I live in Iowa.
Well.
You know, Chicago. Next time
you're doing a trans-inter, right. You know, bike ride.
Chicago is right on the way to a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. We're smack dab in the middle between Chicago and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So you're taking the boogie back and forth.
And you know, this place is, it is a really unique opportunity because there's mountain biking here.
Mm-hmm.
There's great beach riding here.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was until a couple of weeks ago with the flooding. I don't know what happened with the lake. Just, yeah. I haven't been down there lately. There's probably no more beach.
Wait, the lake flooded?
A big
well, the whole damn world flooded around here, man. It was craziness. Yeah. So there was, if you were at the Des Plaines River or the Fox River.
Oh, I know, that flooded big time.
I mean, I don't know how big the lake, but our beach does take a beating from time to time.
That's good for it.
Yeah.
Big storms make for better riding, I think.
All right.
They air out the sand.
Well, we'll check it out. We're talking about doing a little group riding on August 20th, so why don't we just
do a fat bike? Oh, yeah, you know, that was supposed to actually be part of this whole thing, but, you know, August 20th is the day I was hatched. So
as
part of
Gomez birthday beach bash featuring Annette Funicello and the band. Woo! I like it.
Yeah. Beach, beer, bikini.
Mm-hmm.
And a reenactment of your hatching.
A ceremonial reenactment.
I will
of my
wear
hatching.
My pterodactyl costume and go caw-caw!
Caw-caw!
Are you done? Hatch! Come on, just hatch.
So, we wanted to talk a little bit about riding your old mountain bike. And now, I brought this up, it's my idea, because I got on my Matt Chester, and I rode it around, and I was like, oh my god, this thing is an endo machine!
Oh,
like,
no.
I just felt like I was going to go over the bars.
Yeah.
Just going down a little slope in my yard.
No,
like,
dude.
How did we do it?
We had, you know, we've got that Trek Y bike hanging in our shop that someone traded in, and we threw it up there for nostalgia because it's so cool. But geez, man, you ride that thing and it's like the 150 millimeter long stem and the, you know, tiny little 18 inch long handlebars. And it's like, how did we ever used to ride, especially like back then, Kettle Moraine was like, all straight downhill instead of the proper way of building. So.
Right. It's no wonder we all broke collarbones, wrists, yeah. Had fat lips, had
testicles.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is that a few weeks ago I watched, out of curiosity, a kamikaze race from the 1990s.
Yeah.
And you watch these guys in like 2-inch travel, Manitou 3-forks.
Yeah.
And rigid, you know, if it was a full suspension bike, it was a ProFlex with elastomers. And they're just barreling down in these tiny, tiny tires with their cojones.
Rim brakes.
With their cojones in their throat.
Oh, man, yeah. Speaking of from that era, that women's Roscoe has a Judy fork on it.
Oh.
Reemergence of Rockshop Judy.
Hey, I can reanimate my tub of Judy butter. I love what you said.
I've been saving this for you.
that they milked how many Judy's that much butter. kidding, Judy. So yeah,
elastomer suspension. There's a topic.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I remember I had a Trek 9000. Man, that black and orange thing. It was like, you know, the back end was like 2 2x4s connected to a rubber band.
Yeah.
Man, thing rolled like hell.
Yeah. Replacing the elastomers in my old Manitou EFC fork. Man, that's a flashback.
Oh, jeez, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a Manitou Mach 5 as my first suspension fork on a Miata Elevation 10,000. 10 is like this pressure glued carbon and aluminum frame that, oh my God, after one season, it creaks so bad.
After a hard rain.
But it was 24 pounds, and that nice. Was kind of a big deal. It had
for a bike back in the day like that.
Had a ton of purple Anno shit on yes. it, too, which was totally rad.
Mm-hmm. Did we ever do an Anno segment?
We should preview the Anno segment, because that did get it got nixed for this fabulous idea of the because I think that a lot of people in our listenership all are long term mountain bikers, mm-hmm. and they probably have a bike that they've been like hanging on to. I'm telling you, go ride that bike. You want to appreciate your fat bike or your plus bike or your modern mountain bike? Go jump on that thing and think about just riding. Anything.
Think about letting your wife win and getting rid of that damn thing once and for
all. I don't know if I would ever like want to do any serious.
Oh God, no,
I wouldn't.
No, but that would make for a hell of a fun race to put yeah. on.
Oh yeah,
you know, the old school race, and you have to have a bike pre whatever year, 1995.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Those bicycles are what gave us the skills that we have.
Well, sure. But that's why it'd be fun to put them to the test.
Right.
the ability to crash and walk away.
Right.
The tuck and roll.
Yeah. Well, you were already so far out over the front wheel, it made it easy to just, you know, put your shoulder down. And
maybe that was their thinking. Yeah. You're just always riding one quarter crashed already.
Totally.
All right.
Oh, man, those are the memories. Like a Richard Cunningham design. Okay, what does that mean? I want a bicycle designed by Manuel Noriega and see what happens.
Yeah. I want the Fonzie bike.
Oh, yeah.
Jump a shark on.
Noriega.
Ay, pinche Noriega.
You've been listening to the Black Ribbon Bike Hour, a production of Fat Bike Radio. Check us out at fat-bike.com or on iTunes.
The Black Ribbon Bicycle Hour is made possible with the support from the Corporation for Bicycle Wandering and them damn dirty apes.
You have been listening to the Black Ribbon Bike Hour for 64 minutes.
Corporate funding for today's program was provided by the Bike Black Ribbon Society and hordes of raccoons scavenging loose pocket change from the North Woods.
Our sponsor is Surly Bikes. Learn more about bikes, parts, and chaos.
And raccoons.
SurlyBikes.com. Hey, there's a new name for raccoons, and it's Trash Panda.
Trash Panda! I'm loose!
Hey, send your questions and or / suggestions to BikeBlackRibbon@gmail.com. And we are out of here. Bye! Are those raccoon noises?
I ran on your belly and if I whoop your house, I'd sit you in masks and then we.